Hello, my friends. Welcome to the podcast. Patrick Kincaid here from Master Private Label. I thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk about the 7 secrets to finding a winning product. So, 7 secrets to finding a winning product. This isn't just something I came up with in the moment. I've actually had to put in thousands of hours, as well as many other people have had to put in literally thousands of hours in order for me to come up with this list of 7 secrets to finding a winning product. This is a solid list, okay? If there's any list you have that you want to kind of use as your mantra and your checklist for doing product research on Amazon, I would put my money, stake my claim on this one, okay? So why is that? Why is that? Why do I have so much faith in this list? Well, you're going to find out in a minute after we go through all through these 7 secrets, but let me just tell you, this list has come from a long stretch of growing my own brands on Amazon. As my story has been told before, I really had to find a way to not commute to work anymore and really wanted to be a stay-at-home dad and family man and put that at the top of my list as opposed to my work. I had to find a way, and I knew that the only way I could do that and make enough money to make our dreams happen was to be an entrepreneur, was to do my own thing, was to find a way to use multiplicity, which is selling one thing over and over and over and over again, in order to generate enough income and leverage my time I put in on the forefront at the beginning of my entrepreneurial endeavor, leveraging that time I put in first and getting results over and over and over and over again, and money, especially rewards later on after I've stopped putting that time in. Okay? So that's where this list came from, all of those efforts to grow my brands and then to grow my coaching business and to grow the brands via products for all my clients and all the people I've worked with over the last 7 years or so. And the list of successes that my people have recognized is endless. It's being added to every day. So that's where this list came from. So without further ado, the 7 secrets to finding winning products. Number 1, put the time in or be thorough. This is a biggie. And as I just kind of explained a minute ago, you're taking on an endeavor that's going to pay off for you over time, even after you've put the majority of your work in. So I'll just tell you right now, it's not just about a couple of hours' time you're going to spend doing product research and then have a winning product and a winning brand full of products and ready to go. Okay? You're going to have to put extra time in on the front end. And your success is determined from the word, from the minute, your success is determined before you ever even get a product off the ground. Okay? Your success is determined when you finally make that selection from your list of choices of products you could potentially move forward with. That's when your success is determined, when you make that selection. And what determines how good of a selection you get to make is your product research, is all the work you're going to put in on the front end, finding a product, finding a niche full of products, okay? So you've got to put the time in. You've got to go through all the steps that are being taught, no matter if you're learning them from a course, from a coach, from a podcast, no matter what. If you want to become a true master in anything, you have to mastermind or go out and find people who've done what you're wanting to do and copy what they do, learn from them, and do what they did in order to get your results you want. You need to go through all the steps that whoever that is you're copying or whoever you're learning from is teaching you, okay? You can't skip on anything they did to get their success, or you're not going to get the success. Okay, second part of that putting the time in and being thorough is, and this is just practical, pause videos or audio books or your reading of a course, pause and do the suggested action that is being given to you in that moment before moving on to the next thing. Okay? I know from my own experience with laying out a product research course and many other courses, that these steps are laboriously, within a good teaching and in a good course and in a good class and school, there's a lot of hours that go into looking over all the information that has been gathered so far by the teacher and been instituted and taught to others, and determining what's the best process, what order should the steps be in. So if it's a good course, if it's a good teaching, if it's a good coach, they should be setting you in line one step after another that you can just pause the recording, pause the video, do what the action says first, finish it, go on to the next one. Pause it, do that action, go on to the next one. Okay? So that's putting the time in and being thorough, number one. Number two, be clear on your end product result. Okay, so what profits do you seek? You may want to be crushing it within a year and firing your boss and leaving your day job and supporting your family from home, traveling the world, living a laptop lifestyle, whatever your goal is, or you may just be wanting to make a few thousand extra bucks a month to help with your retirement income. You may just want to be trying out, dabbling here for the next year and just making, maybe you'd be happy with $1,000 pocketed per month by the end of year one. So you got to be clear on that. So what profit do you seek? You also want to know how much you can afford to spend. You can't get a $50,000 per month profiting product off the ground if you only have $5,000. So you've got to know how much you can afford to spend, what's your cash assets. Okay, I have another training on this specific topic if you go to MasterPrivateLabel.com / know your numbers. Within that is guidance on helping you how to, determine how much you can spend. Okay, so how will this idea fit in with your brand or long-term business plan? You got to be clear on that. You got to be clear on knowing when you're going to find a product idea that's going to work for you. And the only way to do that is to know your long-term plan, which includes the profits you seek and what kind of, how much time you want to be putting into your business every month. And you got to know what that long-term business plan looks like. You don't want to pick a product that's not going to fall in line with that. You don't want to pick a niche of products that's not going to fall in line with that. Okay? So that's being clear on your product, on your end product results. Number three secret to finding a winning product, choose trainings or coaches that teach more than one tactic. This is super important because I have seen time and time and time again, so many clients have called me for help. I've been researching for 6 months, for 3 years. I've had clients come to me who were researching for 3 years before they came to me, right? I had one client, she bless her heart, had been trying at this for 3 years when she finally found me. And I immediately got her off the ground within months, going at her pace, but making sure she followed through, because I was able to get her past that ever impactful analysis paralysis. She was experiencing analysis paralysis. And if you don't know what that is, that means that she had been analyzing her ideas and finding ideas and looking at them so long that she was paralyzed. She couldn't make the decision of what to go forward with. She had so many ideas, didn't know which one was the best to pick, so she couldn't pick any of them. Okay? She was experiencing analysis paralysis. So one thing I have, the number one secret to getting around that analysis paralysis is having multiple tactics to find and analyze your products. And that way, when you find a product idea, and I teach this, we validate them a number of different ways so we know for sure that it's a good idea, okay? And so you can look at a whole list of 20 ideas, and with the many different tactics to validate, for instance, and with many different tactics to differentiate being taught, you can really confirm if a product idea is good or not, okay? So that's number three. Choose training or coaches that teach more than one tactic. Secret number four, you must know all your numbers. And I was tempted to put this first on the list because it is the most important. But I decided to put it here in the middle and really just use the word must. You must know your numbers, okay? So whatever you're going to do, whatever teaching you're going through, coaching you're going through, if you're a longtime Amazon seller but you've had some failure because you got to the end of the year, the end of the quarter, and you actually didn't pocket more money than you had going out, you actually are in debt, whatever. It went wrong because you didn't know your numbers. That is the number one reason for failure in any business, but on Amazon as a seller that I have seen and that all the experts I've ever listened to have confirmed for me and have taught me. You got to know your numbers. That's something that is so often overlooked by most sellers, okay? So just know this, that 90% of those sellers who started today, if you started selling today, 90% of you would not be here, would not be having a successful active business on Amazon 9 months from now. 90%. So 1 in 10 make it into year 2. And I would stake my claim on it once again and say that those 1 in 10 that make it to year 2, they make it because they know their numbers from the word go. They figured out, they got into the game a little bit and they realized that they didn't know their numbers. They don't even know how much profit they're making. They couldn't answer questions as to what's your profit margin, what's your ROI, what was your cost this month to run your business, and what was your profits. They realized along the way they couldn't answer those questions, and so they did what it took, found the tools, found the knowledge, hired the VA, hired the accountant, hired the bookkeeper, did what it took to know their numbers every single day. Okay? So that is number four. You must know your numbers. Number five, validate you will have customers when and where you want them. This is a biggie, and this is one that really scares a lot of people because we start talking about things like building a list and driving traffic and all those sort of things. But what we're really talking about here is validating your market. Knowing you will have customers to buy your product and where you will have them and what you will have to do to get them to where your product is for sale. So it's all about linking up your product with the customers that are going to buy them. You've got to know and you've got to have a plan to get that done. So really, in this case, you really need to consider things like seasonality. Will you have the customers at the time of year that you want them? I mean, do you want to sell around the clock, 24/7, 365 days a year? Is that what kind of product you want? Well, you better make sure your product can get, is not seasonal. Or maybe you like the idea of an outdoor product. One of my first successful products was a summer outdoor related product, and man, it became one of my favorites over time because I could spend time in late winter, fine tuning it, developing it, changing keywords and listing, and updating pictures and updating my market research and all that, get it all tuned up and honed in by spring, and then late spring came, my sales season started and I made 80% of my sales for the year in 7 weeks time, and I loved it because I could kind of put it on a back burner after the summer season passed, and I could look at other things. I could focus on other things. I didn't have to worry about shuffling. I didn't have to worry about the constant inventory upkeep and dealing with new competitors who were coming in all throughout the year, because my season was 7 weeks long, approximately. That's where I got 80% of my sales. So I just really loved that about that first product, and I ended up developing more outdoor products, and I still do because of that. I like the seasonality in certain cases. So, but you got to know when and where your customers are coming from and if they're going to be there. So that's really number five. That's that product validation. Okay, number six, differentiate your product enough to compete from the top. So differentiating a product is really the bread and butter to any successful private labeler who's trying to make it in the world in 2021. Amazon's competition level now really deems it totally necessary to have a way to stand out amongst all the competitors, period. It is just a big difference between today and yesteryear. I've explained this before, but the number of sellers back in 2015, 2016, you know, was in the hundreds of thousands. Now it's up over 3 million at last count, and that was quite some time ago. So, and with all the competition with so many millions of sellers, that means that there, for any one product on Amazon, there's hundreds or thousands of listings that you have to compete with, period. So you better get your differentiation down pat. One way we do this is to really, well, I harness upon my skills, but my past experience and the experience I'm getting every single week with looking at markets. I didn't realize it until the last couple of years, but I really dove into almost every market on Amazon at some point. Back a few years ago when I was honing my skills and doing a lot of keyword research jobs and product listing jobs, I was doing so intentionally just so I could get more experience and know-how to know about the Amazon products and the niches on Amazon. And it really, really panned out. I didn't really see it at the time, but now it's amazing. I'm talking to coaching clients and academy students all the time, and they're always asking me, well, what do you think about this product idea? What do you think about this market? What do you think about this product idea? And I always tell them, okay, let's take a look. Let's see if you're going to win the prize today for finding a product idea or a market that Patrick has not investigated on Amazon. And it's very rare, like every few months, someone might come up with a product that in an arena or a niche on Amazon that I have not already checked out. And so I'm not saying all that to brag. I'm not saying all that to toot my own horn or anything. It's just that experience and all those countless hours and hours and hours I have spent diving deep on Amazon as well as off of Amazon. Let's not forget that I used to spend many years in the world of used goods and specialty goods, antiques, and vintage products that I sold on sold on eBay for quite some time before ever going full-time private labeler on Amazon. All that experience on eBay really helped me understand various product markets and really helped me understand that every single product, there's a customer at the end of it who wants it and who buys it that fits certain buying habits, and they have certain passions. And that really, over time, in conjunction with looking at all those markets and products on Amazon, has really helped me to be able to, when I first look at a product idea that we may have that may have a high revenue but maybe high review competition as well, and we want to get past all those competitors with those high reviews, one way to do that is to really differentiate your product. And I can quite often quickly figure out ways to differentiate a product. Now, I teach this to my students, and there is certain factors of product differentiation that you can, you know, that are commonplace. You know, you can look for missing colors. You can look for missing quantities, bundling with other products. We can use tools such as Black Box and see what other products are being bought with that, and bundle those other products that are frequently being bought together, or customers also viewed or customers also bought. Bundle those together. You can also look at the individual features of the product. You can go through all the reviews of various winning products and see what's not working. You can look at the products that aren't working, that aren't selling so well because they have really negative review count, and look at what didn't work for customers. Another way to differentiate really well and really uniquely and to do it is to do it off of Amazon, is to go, this differentiation is in the validation phase of the Amazon product research endeavor, according to here at Master Private Label. So in the validation phase, we teach sellers how to go out to social media and find where the customers who are going to be using this product are hanging out and really see what they're saying there. You know, we can even go and ask and do surveys on product ideas we have and find out if there's variations of or differentiating factors or changes that they would like to see available to them in the marketplace. And then we just simply bring those changes into the light of day and onto Amazon through our product differentiation. So differentiating your product really is, that's what separates the amateurs from the professionals with Amazon private labeling. Now, can you just do a copycat private label? Well, sure. And if you've got big dollars to throw at it and you can copycat and make it better than anybody else in the market, yes, there's still markets on Amazon, new ones popping up all the time, where there is a low barrier to entry because perhaps they're larger products, they're oversized, they're costly. You know, there's lots of areas out in the fringe where there's not as much competition. And you can come in there if you've got the money to throw at it and really come in swinging hard and playing like a pro and really knock it out of the park. But if you're a smaller seller or you're just getting started and you're not wanting to take such a high risk, then product differentiation is really a way that you can skirt around having to deal with all those top competitors. You can really become a competitor. You can become one of those top competitors by just setting yourself apart from the pack. So that is number six secret. Differentiate your product enough to compete from the top. Finally, number seven. Do you have a niche full of winning ideas or just one standalone product? Again, we teach our academy members, I teach my students how to go about finding a niche that they can be passionate about and that has customers out there who are passionate about all the products that are within that niche and whatever you can bring to that market. We teach how to find out which niches are good and ready for great success through your product development, or to find out if a niche is really not one that you should be going forward with and you should be looking elsewhere, okay? So not everybody wants to sell, you know, a niche-focused brand. There is Greg Mercer from Jungle Scout. He's always been a big believer in you don't have to have all your products within your brand be related. They don't have to be within the same niche. You can do one-off product sales and make a living and do very well at it. And he is correct. You can do that. I just personally like the niche model for many reasons, and at the top of which is it takes less work over time to get every product and every subsequent product to market and to match my customers with my products and get my sales elevated enough to succeed at that product before I move on to the next one I launch. And the reason being is once I get to know a market, everything I do for that first product within my niche, I get to replicate it. I get to use it later on for my second, third, and fourth, and fifth product launches, such as keyword research. If I'm in the niche of fuse beads, my keyword research for fuse beads as a whole, 95% of my keywords are going to stay the same from product to product. If I'm going from a fuse bead board on my first launch, if I'm going to a fuse bead assortment on my second product launch, then I'm going to fuse bead tweezers. All the keywords for those three different products, 95% of them are going to be used through all three of those. They're going to be the same keywords. And then we'll just have to find those, that 5% that are actually product specific, you know, anything anybody would call tweezers, pinchers, pliers, you know, those would be the unique keywords for that third tweezers product that we would launch. Everything else would be the same. So I wouldn't have to redo all my keyword research with every product launch. Whereas if I was selling a one-off product, say I was selling the fuse bead tweezers, and then on my next product I was selling a dash mat for Toyotas, then as you can see, I would really have to start over with my keyword research for that second product. I could have a brand that could be all-encompassing. It could be Pat's Stuff, you know, Pat's Stuff products or Pat's Cool Products, PatsCoolProducts.com, Pat's Cool Products Storefront. I could put anything in there, right? But with every product I would launch, I'd have to redo my keyword research. I would have to go out and do my social media research to investigate my markets and really get to know my customers. When I was going to create my customer avatar, which helps me determine where to advertise to and how to drive traffic and who's going to buy my product and what kind of ebooks to give them as freebies or what kind of accessories they're going to need, that's all niche-specific information that I have to go gather. And if I do a different niche on every product I launch, then I'm having to redo all that work every few months when I launch my next product. So that's the main reason why I favor selling all products within a niche. There's a bunch of other ones, a bunch of other reasons, which I won't get into now, but if you're wanting to get the most for the least amount of work, in my opinion and in my experience through thousands of products that I've watched and have launched be launched and launched, then finding a niche that a group of customers can all rally around and all your products can relate to and provide what those customers want, it's a better way to go. Okay? And then you get stuff like cross-selling happening. Once you launch product 2, 3, 4, you get cross-selling happening because your products, since they are like-minded in the same niche, they start showing up in places where you didn't even advertise them or push them to, and you get sales. You get sales increased on all your products just from the cross-selling that happens naturally on Amazon. So you actually get more bang for your buck as far as your advertising dollars and your marketing dollars that you spend. Okay? So that is the 7 secrets to finding a winning product. And I hope that was helpful. I just kind of wanted to get you introduced to those 7 ideas and give you enough to run with. You could, from this, you could use your checklist and make sure that you tick off all these boxes as you're doing your product research. If you have questions or would like to perhaps let us guide you through the process, please feel free to visit masterprivatelabel.com. You can sign up there right at the top of the homepage for our free training, which we're changing that training all the time, but it is going to really be a step into our world where our academy is known for teaching people to go from not knowing anything about Amazon private labeling and especially product research and every step thereafter into being successful 6- and 7-figure brand owners. So again, I'm Patrick Kincaid from Master Private Label. This is the Master Private Label Podcast. I appreciate you being here, and let's just keep doing this, pressing onward and upward. Take care.